the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Many would say Springfield is a friendly city with an ugly past. However, it's more than the lynchings that took place on the square in 1906 that tarnished the reputation. To more fully understand the cultural climate that has been prevalent in the Ozarks for so long, three Missouri State University faculty members have developed a living archive of testimonials and oral histories of the African American experience in the Ozarks. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, I have Lyle Foster and Lucy Amberg as my guests. Foster, an instructor in the sociology department, tells us about the project, The Journey Continues.
And it's really looking at a particular time period for the African-American community in Springfield. Obviously, most of the community is aware of some of the things that happened at the earlier part in terms of the 1900s. But we're looking at in particular, you know, since the event in the square in 1906, what was the day-to-day life like for the African-American community? And in what ways was it like other communities in the country? And in what ways was it singular or unique to life here in the Ozarks?
Through the interviews the team has conducted, Foster says they are learning more about historical Springfield, including neighborhoods and shopping districts that had been all but forgotten. This work, supported by a grant from the Missouri Humanities Council, will preserve the stories and reveal the landscape for future generations.
We've heard some wonderful, and I would be happy to say amazing, stories of life in Springfield and in the larger Ozarks, particularly during the 1950s and 60s and 70s. And they're talking about things such as going to Lincoln High School, which, of course, was an all-black high school that was very pivotal to the life of the black community in Springfield. They're talking about Springfield in terms of the day-to-day experience here, as there were national events such as the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King or John Kennedy. Obviously, public accommodations was another very interesting issue because there was segregation here in Springfield. So when you couldn't go to particular restaurants or stores, what was the experience like to look in the window but perhaps could not go in? Or if you could go in, you had to go in through a particular door. And so it's kind of getting those day-to-day experiences. And we're also hearing things that we didn't know before, kind of about an area, for example, called Jones Alley, which was a black business district, which was very, very vibrant, but today it doesn't exist. And many people today never heard about it. We're also hearing about the names of neighborhoods that don't exist in the same form anymore as well.
The project began as Foster and Dr. Tim Knapp, also a sociologist, collaborated on a series of KSMU interviews in spring 2016. They saw a potential in spreading the stories further and documenting them more thoroughly. So they requested assistance from Amberg, per course faculty member, who also serves as the strategic communication specialist for the College of Arts and Letters. Eagerly, she jumped at the chance to join this effort.
We decided we would treat this as a living history because it is The Journey Continues. It's about this story as it's unfolded, as it will continue to unfold in the future. And so we decided a website would be a good home base for all of those pieces of content. And we wanted to look at the different ways to tell the story. So as someone who teaches media and journalism and film, I was really interested in what do we do? How do we use the tools of digital storytelling to capture this part of history that's so big and so multifaceted? We're now looking at different ways to meet with people in the community, record them on video, record them on audio, we're writing, and this content all becomes sort of a mosaic of these different experiences that we hope will create a very rich picture.
Amberg notes that the funding from the Missouri Humanities Council has been critical in producing the videos and web components. Though many stories have been collected, the team hopes that more will be revealed and unveiled as more people hear about the project.
There is an end date on the grant itself, but our vision for this has been that this is a project that can live and breathe. And from my field, that's one of the interesting things about it. I love the idea that maybe a future journalism student could contribute a story because it is The Journey Continues. It's about how this story is going to continue to stretch on and unfold.
But if there are people in our larger community who are interested in maybe sharing their experiences, particularly in previous decades of what life was like, how they maybe came to Springfield, how did they experience Springfield growing up, and in terms of what were the jobs in the community, what were significant experiences that they had growing up in Springfield, we're still interested in those stories.
The work of Foster, Amberg, and Knapp can be found at missouristate.edu/journey. If you or someone you know would like to share your story, you can contact them through the Journey Continues website Again, that's missouristate.edu/journey. That was Lyle Foster and Lucy Amberg. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.